Thank you, Father Theodore. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Beloved, we have come into the end of this seminar, almost, and just forgive me for like making some adjustment, and usually we finish on Thursday like lunchtime, but you know, because of many things pressing, you know, like on me. So, but at any rate, let us give thanks to God for this brotherhood. Someone told me today, like to bring next time, next year, the icon of St. John Chrysostom, because this brotherhood is named like St. John Chrysostom, you know, like a brotherhood. So therefore, St. John Chrysostom is our father, is our teacher, our ecumenical teacher, and you know, like he is the mentor of all of us. So next year we will have, you know, like the icon on the iconostasis next to St. Peter, the patron and protector of this holy community, but we'll have the icon of St. John of the Chrysostom. So what I am finishing with before I recognize some people, I found Father's presentations enriching, well-researched in scriptures and patristic writings. I was so, you know, like touched by to hear, you know, like many quotes, many beautiful verses from the Bible on one hand, and from many, many holy fathers on the second hand. So this is like amazing, and this is exactly what we need. You know, we are not here like to just like to have information, okay? And you answered, you know, like our question without like raising that question. So then you knew that this is what we are looking for. So well considered with perceptive insights and grounded with step by step practical advice for our personal spiritual lives and our pastoral labors. In all, it was a broad and deep meditation, guiding us to a healthy life in Christ in our contemporary world. So thank you again for your well preparation, and the interaction was amazing. You know, like the interaction between you and the fathers was amazing and very noticeable. So I appreciate you and thank you very much. Let us stand up, you know, all together and thank Father one more time.
God grant you many years, God grant you many years, God grant you many, many, many years.
God grant you many 3 years after retirement. This is, you like it. You like it. You know, the theme now, my reflection, the theme was well selected. And, you know, like one actinia, one petition from the actinia for our deliverance from all wrath, anger, as a personal and pastoral issue. You know, like this is the original theme. You know, like anxiety, depression, anger, and others, you know, all these are diseases. These days, you know, like we are going through all of them, you know, like at home, in the society, in the church, in everywhere. So that's why today the teaching, you know, like over the past 2 days, you know, like as a therapy for all of us, like to know where to go from here, how to deal with all these diseases. You know, like yesterday, Father mentioned the books of Metropolitan Vlachos. You know, some of them, you know, like they address, you know, like what Father is bringing to our attention. So therefore, beloved in Christ, next year, in my mind, if you are free, like to be with us, most welcome. You are one of us, you are not a stranger. So I will do my best to invite Metropolitan Vlachos to be our speaker here. So therefore, you know, like between what we heard from Father Ted and next year, you know, like I think we come up with some good material in our mind. But until then, you know, what I understood from all what he said, you know, like Father Mark, for example, when he said we cannot, you know, like shut up people, we cannot muzzle people not to talk, this is not the case. Like what the Holy Fathers and the teaching today, when we say silence, like when we read St. John Climacus, for example, about silence, I met with the holy man, Paisios, more than once. So therefore, like the man he was, like a man of a little words. Like he was like the picture, the image of him was talking to you, not his words. So it means that like when someone on fire, for example, at that time you cannot say because he's not gonna hear you anything. So when someone is offending you, can you defend yourself at that moment? He's not gonna listen to anything what you are saying. So that's why, you know, like silence is the best at that moment. When a husband and wife, they are fighting, they are not listening to each other because with anger, someone has to shut up. That is beautiful virtue. So you know, like until then, prayer for, you know, like this actinia is coming to us from a prayer. And the prayer, when I say the prayer, doesn't mean that you memorize, you know, like a few lines in the church and that is prayer. Prayer is like inner prayer, like your mind is praying. Your soul is praying. Your the whole being is praying. So I'm not saying that like just like to be in the church with people, that is the only prayer we have. No. Once upon a time, I said to you, while we are eating, we can pray. This is kind of prayer, like here, sitting here, listening to Holy Fathers through a good speaker, a good presenter. So our being here together, enduring one another, embracing one another, with all the love and friendship and so many differences, you know, like melt and go away from us. So this is kind, a sort of prayer as well. So beloved in Christ, anger, we can control, we can stop it, we can contain it, we can heal it in prayer as well. But prayer, you know, like I say to you, like I said it to you a few times. Many people, when they die with anger. And this is the most dangerous thing, you know, like we are facing as clergy. When we go to hospitals, people are angry. They love to live. They love to be healthy. They love the money. They love the food. They love, you know, like to be around and whatever. But they are going. They are departing. So that's why they are angry, because there is no, they don't know how to believe. They don't know how to, you know, like, allow me to mention one name. Corrie Lynn Wilson. Less than 1 year, she passed away. And I was here, and I visited her in the hospital. And I visited, I performed the funeral. So look what she said to me. After, like, she was, do you remember her? Okay. She was a beautiful lady. You know, from outside, from inside. But the cancer, you know, like nothing left. Has not left. The cancer has not left anything from her. When I visited her, she was like this much. And just like I walked into the hospital, she said to me, I am not afraid, I am ready. This is the Christian attitude. This is the Christian attitude. We are not afraid of death. Kevin Allen, the same. The same. He went through like a lot of struggle in his life. But did you read what he wrote before he departed? This is a Christian attitude. You know, after like a lot of prayer from you and from me and from everyone, for him, for her, for anyone. So, you know, now I am afraid. Now I am afraid. But when the time is to come, I am not afraid. Because since I was born, my faith told me that I don't belong to this earth, to this life. I might, you know, like it might happen in any moment. Didn't happen 5 minutes ago, didn't happen 5 years ago, didn't happen like 50 years ago, but it might happen in a second. So we don't have to be afraid. The only fear we have in our life is fear of God. Fear of God. So let us do everything we can as leaders, as healers, Let us do everything we can through readings, through like emulating these holy people, through prayer, through like prostrations, through repentance, as much as we can, in order to expel any kind of fear from us, from our life. Because if we are not, you know, like, if we live, or put it this way, if we are not free of fear, you know, we cannot lead neither ourselves, neither our family, and nor, you know, like anyone else in our life. So thank God for what we have. We have holy fathers, and we are proud and we are blessed by what we have. But we have to make every effort to read and grasp and take it inside of us. Like to make a change, a big change in our life. I cannot say, you know, like this quote or this, you know, like passage is so beautiful. Okay, we have many things beautiful in this life. So your presence, Father, was very appreciated, very appreciated. So, beloved in Christ, I have to say a word about the newly ordained. We have many. You know, like I came here more than once into the West, and I ordained many. So let me, like those who are newly ordained, when I mention their names, please stand up and let us do something for you. So Father Ambrose Liston, the pastor of the Church of St. Paisios in Yuma, Arizona. Remain standing, Father. Father Mark Townsend, he's not like newly ordained. Last seminars, then sit down. Father John Valadez, remain standing. Now deacons, Deacon Nicholas Nettleton, yes, he's here. Deacon Matthew Romero, yes. Deacon Stephen Beck, yes. Deacon Nicholas Maimi, and last but not least, Deacon John Baker, John Chrysostom, so just like last Sunday. So God grant you many years. Axi, you are worthy. And we pray for you to have a godly ministry. And as I said, sit down, please. As I said, a deacon's office is extremely important in our church. We are, by having like this rank, we are emulating the proto-deacon Stephen, and we are emulating St. Athanasius the Great when he was a deacon. And he was the star of the first ecumenical council. So no less than that. We pray for you to have that kind of ministry. So your ministry is not to intone the ectenias, but to touch people's life through what you are doing. You can teach, you can preach, you can lead a group into like some teaching, some Bible study, and you know, like everywhere I go, I say to a pastor that this deacon can give a homily once a month in the church. Now the chanters, our chanters, you know, like. As usual, you know, like we're wonderful and inspiring with their voices and their music skill. And I appreciate all of you, those who were at the chant stand. So Father John Mahfouz, also thank you very much for the setup of the iconostasis and the church. The church was, you know, like well organized. All the services, you know, like went well. And Deacon also, we have this, the unknown soldier, you know, like he is quiet all the time, but he does the most important thing that brought, you know, like the recording, and Deacon Stephen Bambakidis, audio recording. So everything Father said and everything you said here in this room was recorded. So we appreciate all of you. Cantors and Father John Mahfouz and Deacon Bambankidis. So as usual, you know, like we will produce everything on website, so we don't need CDs anymore. Good. So everything will be live on the website. So again, the last thing I would like to say, you know, like keep this brotherhood, you know, like strong and mighty and united. You know, we have many human differences, but we have zero differences on the truth and on what we represent. So therefore, beloved in Christ, stay together. As I promised before, you know, like I am working on like to bring more bishops here, whether from within the country or within the old country. And we need more leaders, we need more hierarchs here, but it takes a while. first of all, the difficulty, and like we are not producing monks and nuns here yet. So in a process, and when I see that we have a clergy ready to be nominated for the episcopacy here in this country, I will never be late at all. And if I find, you know, like some good people from overseas also, you know, like I will not be delayed. So therefore, just bear with me, you know, like it's a matter of time. And as long, you know, like I am still like with a good health and with a good energy, so I am traveling east and west and everywhere to please everyone and to serve and to minister to everyone. So pray for my ministry to be going well. We have many challenges, you know, like you have many difficulties. We have many gossips, you know, like everywhere on the social media and here and there. But, you know, like we will never pay attention to anything like that. That is, doesn't belong to us at all. And is not similar to us. So we are doing, as long we are doing the word of God and doing, you know, like the will of God and serving and saving souls, as I gave my ministry, saving souls, nothing, you know, can stop that at all. Let them be busy with gossips and rumors and whatever, and let us be busy with the most important thing. So the Archdiocese, God willing, it is and it will continue to be in good hands, and financially and spiritually and in on many levels also. But we need like to be together, we need to be united, and we need to be praying for each other in order like this kind of attitude, this kind of spirit like to continue and to be spread everywhere. So thank you for your attention. Thank you for making the effort like to be here. And may God bless and guide us and show us the way to please him in everything we are doing. So God bless you all. Thank you very much for... I thank Father Michael, Father Nathan, and Father Stephen Howell, and Father Nicholas Spire for all the doing the administration and taking care of every little detail. I appreciate your ministry, and I thank you all for everything what you are doing. Thank you.